Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm your host, Matt, and in this episode, we're stepping outside the hospital walls and into the community. We're looking at how community-based programs, from lifestyle interventions to vaccination campaigns, are making measurable differences in preventing disease, particularly in high-risk populations. We'll start with the role of lifestyle-based prevention programs in tackling chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. Then we'll shift to the importance of vaccination drives in preventing outbreaks of infectious diseases and how targeted public health efforts are overcoming barriers like vaccine hesitancy and access. Let's get into it. But let's begin with chronic disease prevention. A recent study reviewed the impact of community programs that focused on diet, exercise, and smoking cessation, and the results are impressive. These programs were associated with reductions in the incidence of heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic conditions, especially in high-risk communities. But what really stood out was the structure of these programs. They were accessible, community-focused, and culturally relevant. That combination appears to be key. According to experts, the most effective interventions are the ones that meet people where they are, literally and figuratively. Think fitness classes at local community centers, nutrition counseling offered through churches or schools, and smoking cessation support led by trusted community figures. One standout example, a community smoking cessation program that significantly lowered smoking rates among young adults and those with limited access to healthcare. The program paired outreach with structured follow-up, demonstrating that when support is personalized and persistent, it works. So what's the broader takeaway for healthcare professionals? These programs not only improve individual outcomes, they also lower long-term healthcare costs. But they're not automatic. Funding, public awareness, and sustained engagement are necessary to keep these programs alive. Experts also pointed out a few common challenges. Funding gaps, public skepticism, and participant retention remain major hurdles. And the messaging really matters. Culturally tailored communication is critical to drive engagement, especially in communities that have historically been underserved or misrepresented in public health efforts. Looking ahead, technology could take these programs even further. Experts expect wearables and mobile health apps to become increasingly common tools for preventive care. Think real-time feedback on activity levels, diet tracking, and individualized health nudges. If done right, these tools could make prevention more accessible, personalized, and effective than ever before. All right, switching gears now to vaccination campaigns, which continue to be a cornerstone of public health, especially in preventing outbreaks in underserved and high-risk communities. A recent analysis looked at several targeted vaccination drives and found that coordinated efforts, those that combine public education with easy access to vaccines, consistently improved vaccination rates and reduced hospitalizations. But success doesn't just come from setting up a clinic, it comes from building trust. Experts say partnerships with community organizations and local leaders play a huge role in boosting participation. In areas where vaccine hesitancy runs high, campaigns that pair education with accessibility, like mobile vaccine units or local health fairs, are proving most effective. A big part of the work right now is focused on overcoming misinformation. Health organizations are deploying data-driven campaigns, leaning on trusted community voices, and responding to specific concerns rather than offering generic messages. It's a boots-on-the-ground approach that requires consistency and sensitivity. The message here? Vaccination campaigns aren't just about science, they're about relationships. And in a world still reeling from the consequences of misinformation, that relational aspect is more important than ever. So what's the bottom line? For clinicians and public health professionals, prevention efforts, whether they focus on chronic disease or infectious threats, only work when they're deeply rooted in the communities they aim to serve. That means more collaboration, more education, and more attention to the realities patients face outside the clinic. And that wraps up today's episode of Curie. From lifestyle programs that help prevent chronic disease to targeted vaccination campaigns that protect against infectious outbreaks, these community-based initiatives offer a powerful reminder. Sometimes the most effective healthcare doesn't happen in a hospital. It happens right in the heart of a community. If you're listening on the Curie app, thanks for being part of our growing community. Be sure to come back next time for more insights from the front lines of medicine and public health. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else, head over to the Curie app for a personalized experience made just for healthcare professionals. You'll find the download link in the episode description. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep making a difference.